18.
出埃及记十八章。
The book of Exodus, chapter 18.
耶特罗带了摩西的妻子跟两个孩子来见他。
Jethro brought Moses' wife and children to meet with him.
他两个儿子，一个叫格顺，一个叫以利以谢。
The two sons, one of them was named Gershom and the other one Eliezer.
因为摩西啊，说他在外邦做了寄居的。
Because Moses said he has been a stranger in a foreign land.
又说啊，我父亲的神帮助了我。
And also he said the God of my father was his help.
所以他把两个孩子取名都有意思。
Therefore, he named the two children this way.
让我们知道说啊，我们人生在世界是客旅聚居的。
To make us understand that on earth we are but sojourners.
我们也是要常常靠神啊来帮助我们。
We also often have to rely upon God to help us.
这个耶特罗啊，因为听到神为以色列民所做的事情。
This Jethro, after listening of to what the Lord has done for the people of Israel.
所以他就很高兴，而且把祭物啊献给神。
He was delighted and he offered burnt offerings to God.
然后跟众长老啊，在那边一起吃饭。
And he sat together with all the elders.
这个米甸人啊，米甸人是不是亚伯拉罕祖孙？
Are the Midianites the descendants of Abraham?
是不是？
Are they?
米甸人从哪里来？
Where does the Midianites come from?
亚伯拉罕几个儿子？
How many children does Abraham have?
亚伯拉罕有几个儿子？ One, two. 还有没有？
Two sons, one son.
还有没有？
Any more?
好，赞成一个举手。
Raise your hand if you say one.
赞成两个。
If you agree with number two.
那怎么没有信心？
How come you have no confidence in yourself?
赞成八个。举手。
If you believe it's eight, raise your hand.
应许的孩子只有一个哈。
The promised son, there's only one.
其他的都是使你所生的哈，这以实玛利嘛哈。
So the others were born of the servants Ishmael.
后来被赶出去了。
He was driven away.
另外年老的时候又起来一个人叫做基土拉，又生了六个孩子。
And when he was old, he got married again, and the name of the wife was Keturah.
这六个儿子都是加入那个以实玛利的，跟他们在一起所以跟以撒作对。
So these six sons from Keturah joined forces with the Ishmaelites, and then were against the Israelites.
所以这就是多生的啦，生了这么多但是没有用。
Therefore, he had so many children, but most of them were of no use.
所以圣经里面说生有时哈。
Therefore, the Bible says there's a time to give birth.
有时候刚刚好，神所应许的生了那个最好。
Sometimes it's just right, the promised one from God, that is the best.
不是按照神主意生的生出来都不好。
Those that come not from the will of God, even if you have the child, he is of no use.
所以你看这个基图拉都生了六个孩子。
So here we can see that Keturah gave birth to six children.
其中有一个是米甸。
And one among them was Midian.
所以这个米甸人也是从这个亚伯拉罕的，就是旁系的那个基图拉所生的祖孙下来的。
So we can see the Midianites was also in the genealogy of Abraham.
所以他们的信仰就不纯正了。
Their faith was not pure.
这个耶特罗耶特罗看到摩西在整天站着很忙。
Jethro witnessed the fact that Moses was standing up all day. He was very busy.
他说：“你为什么坐在那里？百姓排一大队在那里。”
He asked the question, "Why is this thing that you are doing for the people? Why do you alone sit and all the people standing before you?"
那到底要做什么？
What are you doing?
摩西说：“他们有什么事情都来找我判断。”
Moses said to him, "Because the people come to me to inquire of God."
他说：“我从早到晚都要审判百姓。”
So from the morning until evening, I have to make judgments for them.
所以摩西讲起来很忠心八十几岁
If we can talk about Moses, he was a faithful servant. He was over 80 years old.
百姓那么多的事情啊，都来找他。
So many people in the nation, everything that, every case that they have, he has to solve them.
但是没有做好。
However, this is not being done right.
所以叶特罗跟他讲说，啊，你这样不好了。
So Jethro said, this is not good.
你看你一个人忙得不得了。
See, you are alone and you are very busy.
啊，那些百姓大家也很疲倦啊。
And these people are also exhausted.
你从早上一直排队排到晚上。
You get in line from the morning to the evening.
啊，有的啊，你还轮不到，明天还要再来排队。
Sometimes it's not even your turn and the next day you have to come again.
哦，大家都很忙。
Everyone becomes so busy.
这样不好。
This is not a good way.
我们刚刚来美国的时候。
When we first came to the U.S.
那个小孩子要到学校都要去打那个预防针嘛，
The children have to be receiving vaccinations in the school.
要去那个卫生所打针。 不是有一些注射那个针。
Have to go to the clinic for some vaccinations.
哦，啊，其实我看没有几个人呐，大概不到一个100个人哦。
I think there was not even 100 people there.
我们早上去排，8点去排队。
We went there to get in line as early as 8 o'clock.
啊，结果到了下午5点才打到。
As a result, we had our shot at 5 p.m.
我们还到麦当劳吃了两餐。
We even went to the McDonald's twice to have our meals.
哇，我们想说，哇，怎么这个样子？
So why is this like that?
因为以前在台湾的话，那个效率很高。
Because the efficiency in Taiwan is much higher.
你要打针的话，学校就找一个名册。
If you want to have your shots, the school will immediately come up with a roster.
医生护士啊，就到学校里面那张名字一个一个一打，打完就走掉。The
doctors and the nurses will come to the school and give you one shot at a time, and then once they finish, they're gone.
100个人大概不要一个小时就完了。Even
100 students would not take them 1 hour.
我没有想到说那一次从早上8点又排到下午5点。
I didn't think that at that time we would have to make it from 8 o'clock in the morning to 5 p.m.
那真的很辛苦了，排了一整天。
It was very tiring for us because we were
waiting. 当时他们找摩西也是一样。
During this time, these people are the same way because they were seeking
Moses. 摩西要一个一个问。
Moses had to ask the question one by one.
问完以后啊，还要帮他们处理。
After asking the question, he had to solve their problems.
哇，有时候拖很长的时间。
Sometimes there has been lagging for more time.
啊，总共有200万人呢。
In total, there were 2 million of them.
啊，主要说啊，1000人就好了。
Let's say if there are 1,000 people.
摩西就没有办法应付了。Moses
cannot deal with all of them.
所以耶特罗跟他讲，你这样做不好。So
Jethro gave his advice, saying, "This is not good."
所以我给你一个建议。I
will give you my counsel.
你要把这个百姓啊，把它组织起来。You
have to organize these people.
啊，选一些有才干的人。Choose
among them able men.
那有的人让他们当千夫长。 百夫长、50夫长、10夫长，
and place rulers of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens.
啊，也就是说啊，有的人一个人可以管一千个人，有的管100个人。
Which means some people are in charge of thousands, and another person would be in charge of hundreds.
啊，如果50夫长没有办法处理的，就交给百夫长或者是千夫长。
If the ruler of the 50s cannot handle the situation, then the problem will be passed up to the ruler of the hundreds. If even the ruler of the thousands cannot solve the problem, then submit it to us.
And
in this way, you can delegate the work to many people.
很多啊，百姓他们紧急的事情啊，就有人帮忙赶快处理。
And for their urgent matters, someone will attend to their problems immediately.
啊，不然的话，你一个人呐，有时候照排队来，有的小事情就要耽误很多时间。
If everyone has to rely on you, then some people with a lighter burden will need to wait for a whole day.
有的很紧急的事情啊，但是排队排到的时候已经过了好几天了。
And some with urgent matters cannot even speak to you after a few days' time.
后来摩西就说好，那结果他就采纳这个耶户的建议。
Later on, Moses agreed, and he used this idea.
So
everyone got their rest.
啊, 摩西主要想那个重要的大事就好了。
Moses only need to dwell on the more important matters.
啊, 一般的小事情啊, 他们能够处理的啊, 就处理完了。
For the very small cases, they can solve it between themselves.
啊, 这样也训练了好多人啊, 可以帮忙做工啊。
In this way, many people are being trained to work.
后来摩西啊, 处理两件大事, 什么事啊?
Later on, Moses came to deal with the two hard cases. What are they?
啊, 有一个人啊, 去安息日去剪柴啊。
Some people pick up the woods in the, on the Sabbath day.
哦, 结果就把他抓来啊, 说怎么办啊?
And they caught him back, what shall they do?
啊, 摩西就去祷告神啊。
So Moses asked the Lord.
啊, 神说, 把他打死。
God said, put him to death.
安息日建材, 用石头打死。
He shall be stoned because he picked up some wood on the Sabbath day.
啊, 当然那个时候说不可以犯安息日嘛。
Of course, at that time, you cannot violate the Sabbath day.
啊, 但是啊, 摩西可能本来想说啊, 哇, 那么严重吗?
In the beginning, of course, Moses thought, could it be so serious?
所以他不敢处理啊。
He didn't dare to deal with the subject.
所以他祷告神。
So he inquired of the Lord.
就说要把他打死。
And the Lord said, you have to stone him to death.
那有时候我们会觉得说, 哇, 为什么这要这么严格?
Sometimes we think, why must things be taken so seriously?
因为在旧约时代啊, 神很严格啊, 因为百姓他们有时候不听, 有时候不懂。
In the Old Testament time, the Lord was very strict with them because sometimes they do not understand. They refuse to obey.
其实啊, 安息日是要给你福气的。
Actually, the Sabbath day was meant to bless you.
啊, 但是啊, 你不晓得去守安息日,
However,
失掉福气。
You don't know how to keep the Sabbath day. You lose your chance of receiving the blessing.
啊, 如果这个人啊, 换安息日没有处理,
If you do not deal with this person who have violated the Sabbath day,
啊, 大家都说, 啊, 没有关系啦, 安息日不守没有关系啦。
Then everybody would say, oh, it's okay for us not to keep the Sabbath then.
啊, 结果所有的人啊, 统统换安息日就失掉福气了。
In the end, everyone would violate against the Sabbath day and no one would receive the blessing.
所以神为着爱以色列人,
for the sake of his love toward the Israelites,
为着要让他们得福气,
God wants them to receive the blessings.
所以不得已啊, 把这个, 换安息日的人啊, 把他处死。
He has got no other choice but to put this man who violated against the Sabbath to death.
好像很残忍, 其实是神的爱。
On the superficial, we see that God might be looking cruel. Actually, it came from his love. This was recorded in Numbers.
我们讲到这里, 因为我们不是谈民数记,
we will speak until here because we're not discussing about the book of Numbers.
啊, 不过我们知道说啊, 摩西把这个百姓啊, 把他组织起来。
However, we understand that Moses organized all the people.
啊, 这是我们今天也要学啊。
Today, we have to learn this too.
哦, 把信徒要把他组织起来。
We have to organize our believers.
所以有的人讲说, 啊, 组织没有用啊, 这是属实的。
Some people say management and organization is no use. This is so worldly.
啊, 不对哦。
It's not true.
圣经里面很重视这个组,
the Bible really emphasizes on this fact.
你看他们在西乃山下, 把百姓都组织起来,
you see that the people are organized together at the foot of the hill.
啊, 要打仗, 要征战, 要打仗, 要安营啊, 他们都很有秩序的。
In their encampment, in their wars, they're all very organized.
啊, 我们也是一样。
Today, the same way with us.
啊, 这里讲到说啊, 这个选举这些, 啊, 干部的, 条件是有才能的人。
Here the qualification for the able men are that they are very able.
我们看18章21节。
We see chapter 18, verse 21.
从百姓当中拣选有才能的人。 那这个才能的人是什么?
What is the meaning of the able men here?
说敬畏神。
They fear the Lord.
诚实无妄。
Men of truth.
恨不义之财,
hating covetousness.
啊, 这叫才能啊。
This is called to be able.
哦, 不是说, 哦, 他很有那个领袖的才干。
It's not saying that this person has leadership quality.
啊, 很会计划。
He's very good at planning.
啊, 能力很强,
he's very, he has a lot of talents. No.
敬畏神,
fear the Lord.
敬畏神, 所以都是品德灵性方面的条件。
So it's in the moral virtues that is required.
再来是诚实的人,
then again, men of truth.
啊, 不贪财的人,
not greedy.
所以神在用的人啊, 跟一般在用的人不一样。
So the people that are used by God are so much different from how we generally pick people.
所以一般都是重视才干。
Generally, we emphasize more on abilities.
啊, 能力很强。
those who perform very well.
但是在神的国里面啊, 强调的是, 啊, 属灵的条件跟品德的条件。
But within the kingdom of God, what is emphasized is the spiritual virtues and moral virtues.
啊, 因为这个比 才能更重要,
because these are much more important than abilities.
因为神要你做工的话, 啊, 那个才干神会给你,
if God wants you to be used by God, God will give you the gifts.
啊, 但是这些基本的敬畏神, 啊, 诚实, 不贪财, 这些, 就是我们平时应当具备的灵修条件。
But these basic elements cultivated by our spiritual cultivation should be existent, fearing the Lord, men of truth, hating covetousness.
所以我们将来要服侍神啊, 要特别重视我们的灵性跟品德。
So in the future, if we want to work for the Lord, we have to pay extra attention to our spirituality and moral virtues.
所以使徒时代在选工人也是一样。
In the apostolic times, when they were selecting workers, it's the same way.
大有信心,
full of faith.
智慧充足,
full of wisdom.
啊, 圣灵充满,
full of the Holy Spirit.
有好名声,
and has a good reputation.
哦, 这四个条件啊, 就是他们选工人,
these are the four qualities for a good worker of the Lord.
我们常常在选工人也是用这样的条件。
In the same manner, this is also the way in which we pick our workers.
我们再看19章。
Now we turn our attention to chapter 19.
19章。
Chapter 19.
这里讲到以色列人出埃及以后满三个月那一天来到西乃的旷野。
Here it says, in the third month after the children of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt, on the same day they came to the wilderness of Sinai.
满三个月。
It's fully third month now.
结果他们就在那里停下来，一直停到第二年的2月20号才走。
It stopped there until the second month and the 20th day of the second year.
所以总共在那边停留了11个月多。
So in total, they have been there for 11 months, over 11 months.
应该是11个月5天吧。
To be exact, it's 11 months and 5 days.
因为他们是第一个月的15号出埃及嘛,
because they departed from Egypt on the first month, on the 15th.
所以第二个月的, 第二年的2月20号,
so on the second year, on the second month, on the 20th day,
要减掉三个月, 啊, 再减掉15天嘛,
minus 3 months and then minus 15 days.
所以应该是11个月又5天,
so by right, it's 11 months and 5 days.
啊, 在西乃山下,
they were at the wilderness of Sinai.
啊, 他们在这个西乃山的时候, 神给他们立约,
on Mount Sinai, God had the covenant with God.
还叫他们造会幕,
and instructed them how to build a tabernacle.
所以在那边呢就停留了11个月。
So they were there for 11 months.
那神对他们讲,
so God spoke to them.
第三节,
verse 3.
摩西到神那里, 神从山上呼叫他。
Moses went up to God and the Lord called to him from the mountain.
第四节,
verse 4.
我向埃及人所行的事你们都看见了，且看到我好像鹰把你们憋在翅膀上带来归我。
You have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
所以神说啊，他好像那个母鹰啊，把这个小鹰啊，把这些以色列人背着啊，把他们从埃及带出来啊，来到了这个西乃山下。
God described himself as the mother eagle carrying the small eagles and bringing them out to the foot of the Mount Sinai.
神一方面宣告他的主权,
on one hand, he was proclaiming his own
sovereignty.
On the other hand, he wanted to establish a covenant.
那你们要听从我的话,
you have to indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant.
在万民中就属我的子民,
then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people.
因为全地都是我的,
for all the earth is mine.
所以神讲他的权柄啊, 天地万物都属他的。
So God emphasized on his power and authority in heaven and on earth.
我要给谁就给谁。
He can make the ultimate decision.
他也可以给你, 他也可以收回。
He can give something to you and he can retrieve it back.
因为这个都是在他的手里,
because this all lies on the authority in his hands.
他说你要遵守神的约,
saying that if you have to keep his covenant.
他跟他们立约要做什么?
What is the purpose of making this covenant?
叫以色列民要做神的子民,
So that the people of Israel shall be God's people.
还要做祭司的国度,
they have to be a kingdom of priests.
还要做圣洁的国民,
and they have to be a holy nation.
这是神跟他们所立的约啊, 还要给他们三个很尊贵的身份。
This is the covenant in which God was going to bestow upon them, giving them the three precious positions.
在万民当中啊, 特别选出来做属神的子民,
He especially elected and chosen them out to become His own people.
好像我们现在40亿人口, 我们就是神的子民。
In 4.1 billion people, we are chosen to be the children of God.
这是神特选的, 属神的。
We are separated because we belong to God.
而祭司的国度啊，就让他们全国的百姓统统做祭司。
A kingdom of priests, meaning all the people are to be the priests to God.
啊，祭司啊，就是啊，把神的话传给百姓啊，来替百姓献祭给神。
The duty of a priest is to handle the word of God and disseminate it to the people, and then to present the offerings to God.
神要他们全国都去做祭司。
God wanted the whole nation to become the priests.
但是后来以色列人呢，他们放弃掉，他们不敢。
But in the end, the Israelites gave up, and they were not courageous enough.
因为一开始都说好啊，我们来做神的祭司啊。
Because in the beginning they said, "All right, we'll all be the priests of God."
后来啊，看到那个神在西乃山显现的时候。
But finally, when they saw the glory of God upon Mount Sinai,
雷轰闪电啊，整个山都是好像烧窑一般呢。
Thunder and lightning filled the mountain with smoke.
啊，整个山震动。
The whole mountain was shaken.
哇，他们就吓得发抖。
They were trembling and shivering among themselves.
摩西，还是你跟神讲话就好。
Moses, Moses, you go ahead and speak to God.
所以你告诉我们，我们都会做，我们不敢见神。
Whatever you say to us, we will do it. We dare not go up to meet with God.
因为我们跟神太亲近了，我们怕被他杀掉。
Because lest we are killed because we are too close with God.
所以神要让他们做祭司的国度啊, 后来他们不敢。
Yeah, God wanted them to be the kingdom of priests, but they refused.
所以才选那个亚伦的祖孙做祭司。
Therefore, God elected the descendants of Aaron to be the priests.
所以万民祭司的时代, 旧约没有实现。
In the Old Testament, it cannot happen in which everyone can be the priest.
到了现在新约时代才实现。
This can be fulfilled only in the New Testament during nowadays.
啊，我们看彼得前书第二章。
We turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse
9. 二章第九节。
Chapter 2 verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬啊，照你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。But
you are a chosen nation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
彼得在这里讲到说啊，我们现在新约的信徒啊，都是被拣选的族类。
Here Peter is referring to us, the chosen people in the New Testament, as the special people.
我们都做祭司。
We are all priesthood.
而且这个祭司啊，有君王的身份啊。
And we have a royal position.
所以我们要跟耶稣基督一同做王来审判天下呢。
Therefore, we shall be kings and with Jesus Christ and reign to judge the world.
哥林多前书啊，里面谈到说，哥林多教会他们啊。 还把一些事情都告到外邦人去啊。In
1 Corinthians it says that on some matters they were suing in the Gentiles' courtroom.
保罗骂他们说，你们怎么可以这样做？
Paul was rebuking them, how can you do this?
你们不知道啊，圣徒要审判世界啊，还审判天使吗？
Do you know that the believers shall judge the world, including the angels?
连这个小的事情都没有办法判断，你怎么来做王来审判天下？
If you cannot even deal with such a small matter, how can you then reign as king and judge the world?
所以我们身份很尊贵，是君王身份的祭司。
We have the precious position of a royal priesthood.
祭司就是啊，做神跟百姓之间的中保。
The priest is the mediator between God and man.
引导人啊，来到神的面前。
Leading all men to the face of God.
为众人代祷。
To intercede for the people.
让神的恩典啊，临到众人，就是祭司的职分嘛。
The position of the priest is to let the grace of God befall upon the people.
要为百姓祝福。
To bless the people.
好，所以这个。 这个身份呢、啊，现在领导我们每一个人。
This position, however, has befallen upon every one of us.
他说我们是圣洁的国度，属神的子民。
Saying that we are a holy nation, His own special people.
所以新约的圣经啊，讲到现在是万人祭司，我们每一个人都是祭司。
So in the New Testament Bible, it refers to everyone as priests.
我们再看一节。
We turn to another verse.
启示录五章第九节跟第十节。
Revelations chapter 5, verses 9 and 10.
启示录五章第九节
Revelation chapter 5 verse
9说他们唱新歌说你配拿书卷配揭开其印因为你曾经被杀用自己的血从各族各民 各方各国中买了人来将他们归于神第十节又叫他们成为国、啊、应该是国、哦啊、做祭司、啊、归于神在地上主掌王权所以主耶稣用他的宝血啊从世界各民族当中把我们选召出来
Therefore the Lord Jesus has redeemed us to God by his blood from among the nations
他让我们成为一个属灵的国度他在这里面做祭司啊
So that within the spiritual kingdom we can be the priests
他说要在地上主掌王权
And we shall reign on the earth
所以信徒啊，真的有属灵的权柄。
So therefore, believers truly have the spiritual authority.
所以有时候我们讲话要很慎重。有时候讲话，因为我们带着神的灵啊，有时候讲的话都会应验哦。
We have to be fearing the Lord and reverent in whatever that we speak. Sometimes, because we have the Holy Spirit, whatever we say might come true.
所以圣经叫我们要讲一些造就人的话，不要去咒诅人哦。
The Bible says, speak those things that are edify others, don't curse others.
所以我们不要随便讲话，因为我们是君尊的祭司。
So do not be too casual in our speech, because we are the precious priests.
神给我们一个尊贵的身份。
God gave us this royal position.
然而神对以色列民说啊，叫他们要预备圣洁，准备朝见神。
And God instructed the Israelites to consecrate themselves to prepare to meet with God.
因为神要降临在西乃山。
Because God was about to descend on Mount Sinai.
啊，叫他们说不可以靠近，不可以摸到那个山。
Instructing them not to touch the mountain and do not go near it.
啊，当时就神降临的时候啊，没有看到那个形象。但是整个山啊，雷轰闪电啊，密云。
So when God descended on the mountain, no one could see his form or figure. However, the whole mountain was filled with lightning, thunder, and thick smoke.
啊，烟气上腾。
Thick smoke went into the skies.
啊，遍山啊，大大的震动啊，还有那个脚声啊，好像吹脚的声越来越高。
Looks like the whole mountain was shaken, and the sound of the trumpet.
然后在这种状况之下，神把诫命啊向众人宣告。
Under this situation, God was delivering the Ten Commandments.
他还把那个要百姓所的律例啊向他们说明。
And also instructed the people regarding the laws and ordinances.
从我们看到说，在旧约时代啊，那个神在宣告律法的时候，是一个非常严肃啊、很庄严的一种场合。
Therefore, the place where God was proclaiming the laws and the statutes was very reverent and
magnificent. 而且是非常恐怖的状况之下。
Everybody was under fear and trembling.
所以百姓啊，他们的远远的站着啊，都不敢靠近。
So all the people stood in afar and did not dare to come near.
我们看二十章的十八节。
We see chapter 20, verse 18.
二十章十八节跟十九节。
Chapter 20, verses 18 and 19.
所以百姓看到雷锋、闪电、脚声，山上都冒烟啊，就发战哈，就整个都发抖了。
Now all the people witnessed the thunderings, the lightning flashes, the sound of the trumpet, and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they trembled and stood afar.
远远的站立。
Standing afar off.
十九节。
19.
对摩西说啊，求你和我们说话，我们必听。不要神跟我们说话，恐怕我们死亡。
Then they said to Moses, "You speak with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die."
然后摩西安慰他们说，不要怕
了。Moses said to the people, "Do not fear."
神这样降临，就是要你们常常敬畏他，不要犯罪。
For God has come to test you that his fear may be before you so that you may not sin.
所以在旧约传律法的时候是在这种很 庄严恐怖的环境之下。
Therefore, God in the Old Testament was delivering the commandments and the laws in such a reverent and fearful way.
啊，因为这个律法本来就是要来判罪的。定罪的
because this law is supposed to condemn us of our sins.
啊，没有律法的时候就没有罪啊。
Without law, there is no sin.
啊，但是因为有了律法，就让过犯显多。
After the presence of law, then our sin may emerge.
因为有很多的法律啊，啊，你犯这个啊就违背律法，犯那个也违背律法。
With the presence of laws, then we can detect ourselves violating against this law and or that law.
啊，让人知道说啊，我们人的行为很多啊，都是得罪神的。
Letting us know that in many many ways and aspects, we as human beings offended God.
啊，因为有了律法，就要定罪。
Because of the presence of law, we have to be condemned.
所以说，这个律法是主动愤怒的。
Therefore, this is a law that arouses wrath.
啊，是来定罪的。
A law to condemn.
啊，但是律法没有力量叫人呐、啊、不去犯罪。
However, the law does not bring with it strength in order to for a person not to sin.
所以律法只是让你知道有罪。
The law only lets you come to the knowledge that you are sinful.
啊，人又没有能力把这个律法行出来。
And then, as men, we have no strength to do this law.
所以最后说啊，以律法为本的都落在那个审判当中啊。
And finally, those who are under the law have perished under the law.
所以律法叫做那个启蒙的老师一样，启蒙的老师就是那个好像你幼稚园了、哦、最小的时候开始教你的那个老师了。
The law is like your elementary teacher.
好，啊，他说目的啊。就是把你带到神的恩典当中。
The purpose is to lead you into the grace of God.
让你知道说你没有办法靠你的行为行律法来得救。
To let you understand that you cannot be justified and saved through the law.
啊，所以神的救恩啊，就在律法以外显明出来了。
The salvation of God then is manifested outside of that law.
啊，让你主要相信耶稣的救恩。
So that as long as you understand and believe in the grace of Jesus,
借着他的宝血来洁净你，你就白白得到称义赦罪了。
Letting His redemptive blood to cleanse you, then you have been your sins have been forgiven.
所以律法的总结就是耶稣基督了。
So the fulfillment of all the law is Jesus Christ.
所以神设立律法的目的。
The purpose that God was setting up the laws and regulations.
就是让人知道说啊，人所行的。都是得罪神的。
The only purpose is to let men know that whatever you do is actually offensive to God.
啊，所以人必须要靠着神的救赎啊，啊才能够得到称义。
That men have to rely upon the salvation grace of God in order to be justified.
这是神设立律法的目的。
This is the purpose that God was establishing the law.
让人知道自己没有能力。
To let you know that as men, we have no strength to perform good deeds.
啊，引导我们进到基督的恩典里面。
Leading us into the grace of Christ.
啊，这个律法哈，包括啊三方面。
This law concerns three aspects.
一个是道德律。
One is the moral law.
一个是礼仪律。
Then the hygiene law.
一个叫做卫生律。卫生。
Ceremonial law and then the hygiene law.
啊。啊、所以这个道德律就是以十诫为中心。
The moral laws are concerning the Ten Commandments.
是讲到我们人对神跟对人当尽的本分。
Instructing us what are our duties to God and to men.
这是人最基本的道德。
This is the basic virtue of a man.
啊、这个十诫里面、啊、就把神的本性啊神的圣洁尊贵荣耀、啊、就把它显明出来。
His Ten Commandments manifested the divine nature of God, His preciousness and His royalty.
啊，让我们要守这个诫命。
That we have to follow the Ten Commandments.
啊，这个诫命啊，是神亲自用手指头写在石板上的。
God used His own finger to inscribe the Ten Commandments on a tablet.
是在西乃山宣布。
It was delivered on the Mount Sinai.
然后又放到约柜里面。
Then it was placed in the ark.
啊，所以这个诫命是不会掉的。
And therefore, these Ten Commandments cannot be deleted.
因为这是人对神对人当尽的基本的道德。
These are the basic duties and the virtues that we have to have toward God and to other men.
啊，有的人说啊，这个诫命啊是给以色列人所得，心里不要了。
Some people may claim that these Ten Commandments are only referring to the Jews in the Old Testament times. In the New Testament, we do not need to fulfill that. This is wrong.
好，主耶稣曾经对一个少年人这样讲。
In the past, Jesus once said to a young man.
因为这个少年人说啊, 胡主啊, 我要行什么事才可以得永生?
This young man said, Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
耶稣说你如果要得永生啊, 你就要守诫命。
Jesus said, You have to keep the Ten Commandments.
他又问说什么诫命呢?
Then this young man said, What commandments?
耶稣就把那个十条诫命啊, 就念给他, 诶, 就念给他听。
And the Lord Jesus said the Ten Commandments to him.
所以这是在马太福音19章17节。
It is recorded in Matthew chapter 19, verse 17.
他说, 你要进永生, 就要守诫命。
Jesus said, In order to inherit eternal life, you have to keep the commandments.
好, 啊, 保罗也是这样讲。
Paul also said likewise.
看哥林德前书啊,
We turn to 1 Corinthians
7章19节,
chapter 7, verse 19.
哥林多前书7章19节
1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 19
7章19节
chapter 7 verse 19
设割礼算不得什么，不设割礼也算不得什么，主要守神的诫命就是了。Circumcision
is nothing and uncircumcision is nothing, but keeping the commandments of God is what matters.
所以旧约时代亚伯拉罕的祖孙都要是割礼。
In the Old Testament times, the descendants of Abraham have to undergo circumcision.
那到了新约时代啊, 说这个割礼是一表洗礼。
In the New Testament, circumcision will prefigure baptism.
所以我们已经洗礼了, 我们就不要再守割礼了。
So when we have been baptized, it is not necessary for us to undergo circumcision.
有没有割礼都没有关系。
Whether you are circumcised or not, it does not matter.
但是要守神的诫命。
But you have to keep the commandments of God.
所以新约时代诫命没有毁掉。
So in the New Testament, you can see that the commandments of God are not abolished.
我们再看一案所讲的吧。
And let's look at what John says.
一案历史第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
一案历史第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
第三节。
Verse 3.
五章第三节。
Chapter 5, verse 3.
我们遵守神的诫命就是爱他了，并且他的诫命不是难守的。
For this is the love of God that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome.
第二节开始说，你如果爱神的话，就要遵守他的诫命。
Starting from verse 2, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments.
他说，你做神的儿女啊，就守神的诫命。
So if you want to be the children of God, then you have to keep the commandments.
再看雅各怎么讲。
Then let's look at what James says.
雅各书第二章。
James chapter 2.
雅各书第二章哦,
James chapter 2
第八节,
verse 8
二章八节,
chapter 2 verse 8
经上记着说要爱人如己，你们就全守这诸尊的律法才是好的，但你们就按外貌待人，便是犯罪，被律法定为犯法的。第十节,
verse 10
因为凡遵守全律法的，只要在一条跌倒，就是犯了众条。 这里讲到说这个诫命要全守。
Here it says that commandments, we have to keep the whole thing.
十条都要守。
We have to keep the 10 of them.
啊，你如果犯了一条就犯众条。
If you go against one point, then we have violated the whole commandments.
所以你看天主教啊, 他第二条就没有守了，拜偶像啊。
You can see the Catholics do not keep the second commandment, they worship idols.
啊，一般的教会啊, 又犯第四条。
General churches, they also violate the fourth commandment.
啊，没有守安息日。
They do not keep and observe the Sabbath day.
啊，这个就犯诫命。
This is going against the commandments.
啊，所以这个诫命啊, 要十条都要守。
Ten commandments should be wholly kept.
啊，也有一个弟兄啊, 来信主的时候。
There was one brother, upon receiving Christ.
他想说, 我星期六来真耶稣教会。
He was thinking to himself, I will come to True Jesus Church on Sabbath day.
啊，我星期日啊，回到我以前的教会。
And on Sunday, I will return to my previous church.
啊，结果在那个联恩会完圣餐礼的时候。
And during the end of the spiritual convocation, during Holy Communion.
祷告当中啊，他就看了一个异象。
In his prayer, he saw a vision.
主耶稣手上拿一张纸。
Jesus was holding a piece of paper in his hand.
上面写十条诫命。
On the top was written the Ten Commandments.
啊，拿到每一个人的面前啊，叫大家要背。
And he was handing this paper to each and everyone there, asking them to memorize. Jesus came before him.
说啊，十条诫命你会吗？
He said, Do you know how to recite the Ten Commandments?
啊，我信耶稣信好久了，我当然会啊。
He said, I believe in you for a long time. Of course I can do it.
主耶稣说，那你背背看啊。
And Jesus said, go memorize.
奇怪, 第一届到第三届记得。
It's so funny, in the vision, he could recite the first three commandments. He could remember the fifth to the tenth. No matter how he tried to recollect, he cannot remember the fourth one. He thought for so long time.
突然间啊, 主耶稣那一张纸, 那个第四条这一面, 好像那个闪光灯啊, 连续闪三下。
Out of a sudden, he saw the fourth commandment as written on the piece of paper held by Jesus in his hand. So it was blinking as if it was for three times, as if it was
highlighted.
Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy.
后来他说, 主啊, 啊, 我知道, 我知道了。
Finally, he said, Oh Lord, I know, I know.
原来所安息日是很重要的。
Indeed, to keep the Sabbath day is very important.
所以不要说啊, 啊, 十条诫命所九条。
Therefore, let us not keep the nine commandments and leave out the one.
要全部都要守。
We have to keep all of them.
啊, 这个十条诫命啊, 前面四条是人对神当尽的本分。
Regarding the ten commandments, the first four commandments are regarding our basic duties to God.
第一诫是讲拜神的对象。
The first is to define our opponent.
只有一位神。
Only one true God.
因为除了这位独一的神以外，没有神啊。
There's no other God aside from this one true God.
所以我们拜神要。 拜独一的神。
So when we worship God, we have to worship this one true God.
啊，第二件事讲拜神的方法。
The second is defining the method in which we're worshiping God.
不可以用有形足的东西来代替神。
We cannot use any objects to represent God.
因为神是灵。
Because God is spirit.
非常荣耀神圣的。
He is glorious and divine.
所以神不要我们用那个会朽坏的东西来取代他。
God doesn't desire us that we use perishable goods to replace him.
所以就是你用金子好像很宝贵, 那个也没有办法来代替神。
Even if we use the precious metal of gold, that cannot replace God.
所以我们拜神要用心灵诚实拜他。
Therefore, we have to worship God in spirit and in truth.
我们不能够用物质的会朽坏的东西来代替神。
We cannot use any material things or perishable things to represent God.
不要把神偶像化。
Do not make God into an idol.
啊，这第三个就是拜神应当有的态度。
Thirdly is defining the attitude in which we worship God.
不要妄称神的名。
We shall not take the name of the Lord in vain.
好，哎，我们要尊神的名为圣啊。
We have to hallow the name of God.
说天上地下所有的人碰到神的名啊，都要屈膝下拜。
Everyone in heaven and on earth. Upon hearing God's name, they have to bow down on their knees.
所以我们要高举、恭颂啊神的名。
We have to hallow God's name and magnify it.
尊神的名为圣。
We have to hallow the name of God.
哎，我们不要说有一些不好的行为啊，去败坏神的名。
Let us not have improper conduct in a way that we speak the Lord's name in vain.
就是我们拜神应当有的态度, 这是第三条诫命。
The attitude in which we should worship God.
那在第四条诫命是拜神的特定时间。
Then the fourthly is the proper time to worship God.
所以这四条诫命就对我们跟神之间的本分讲得很清楚。
So the Ten Commandments is defining our basic duties to God.
拜神的对象。
The opponent of worship.
拜神的方法,
the method to worship.
拜神应该有个态度,
the attitude of worship.
拜神的时间,
the appointed time of worship.
因为这个安息日是神设立的,
because Sabbath day is instituted by God.
啊, 我们今天讲说在旷野的时候又主示出来。
We see here that in wilderness God gave them the Ten Commandments.
列到十条诫命,
gave them the Ten Commandments.
到了主耶稣跟门徒的时代，他们也都是 按照平时的规矩在守安息日。
Jesus and his disciples were also customarily keeping the Ten Commandments.
有的人说耶稣犯安息日。
Some people said Jesus have violated the Sabbath day.
耶稣说没有。
Jesus said no.
因为耶稣说啊, 安息日要救人, 要行善。
Because Jesus said on Sabbath day, I have to do good. And to save others.
因为这是神设立安息日的本意啊。
This is the whole purpose of setting up the Sabbath day.
所以一个人啊，已经病了18年。
If a person has been ill for 18 years.
啊，当然要在安息日把他医好，让他得自由啊。
Of course, you can have to heal him on the Sabbath day and release him of his bondage.
所以耶稣说，我们在安息日啊。 积极传福音啊, 积极救人,
so Jesus is delighted if on the Sabbath day we are very proactively preaching the gospel, saving mankind and healing the sick. Because Sabbath day is the day that God is going to give
us blessings. 安息日这个不能做，那个不能做。
Do not bound ourselves as if we're in the Old Testament time that we cannot do anything at all.
安息日不要做私事。
On Sabbath day, let us not do worldly stuff.
不要说实话。
Do not say idle words.
要来尊敬神。
We have to honor God.
传福音，做圣事。
Preach the gospel, do holy work.
这是我们应当有的精神。
This is the spirit that we should have.
这个安息日啊，就是神要让我们身心得享安息。
On Sabbath day, we shall rest physically and spiritually.
因为我们人生啊，很多的劳苦。
Because in our daily lives, we labor and toil.
尤其人犯了罪以后啊，生活很苦啊。
Especially after men have sinned, our lives become
toilsome. 生活当中很多很多的压力重担。
We carry with us burdens and worries.
所以说你们劳苦担重担的到我这里来，我让你们得安息。
Jesus said, "Come unto me, those of you who are weary and are heavy laden, then I shall give you rest."
真的，我们享受安息日啊，神会带给我们安息。
It's true when we enjoy and keep the Sabbath day, the Lord will give us rest.
很多人在安息日啊得恩典啊，是舒服啊。
A lot of people have received blessings on the Sabbath day.
所以安息日要特别重视。
So we have to pay special attention on the Sabbath day.
所以神在那个十诫的时候啊，讲到说你们平时劳碌做工，但是要纪念神的创造。
Therefore, in the Ten Commandments, God says, "In usual days, you shall labor and do all your work." But on the Sabbath day,
生命记第五章是讲要纪念神的救赎。
You shall remember the creation of God, and Deuteronomy chapter 5 says you have to remember the redemptive grace of God.
神在创造天地的时候，就七天一个循环。
God created the whole world within 7 days. It's a whole cycle.
六天了，把万物都造好了。
Within 6 days, he completed the creation work.
第七天就休息。
On the 7th day, he rested.
叫我们守安息日。
And instructed us to keep the 7th day.
你要去纪念。
You have to remember.
感谢神的创造。
Giving thanks for all the creations of God.
真的，我们没有带什么东西来到世界。
It's true, we do not carry anything into the world.
哪一个人出生的时候带5毛钱
？Who among us have been born with 5 cents in his hand?
都空手来啊，什么都没有。
We come here empty-handed.
但是你现在所有的是谁给你的？神给你的。
But who is it that gave you all the stuff that you have today? It's God.
生命、气息、万物都是神给我们的。
Our life, our breath, the creation are created.For us,
所以我们每逢安息日啊，到了礼拜堂就要来感谢神的恩典。
So every Sabbath day when we come into the church and the chapel, then we have to give special.
你越会感恩呐、啊，神会赐给你更多的恩。
The more thankful you are, the more God is giving you more grace.
生命记第五章里面说，我们要纪念神的救赎。
In Deuteronomy chapter 5, it says that we have to remember the redemptive grace of God.
以前啊，以色列人做奴隶。
In the past, the Israelites have become slaves.
现在神把他们救出来了，不要去做奴隶、做苦工了。
Now God has released them of their bondage and took them out.
虽然旷野没有东西啊，神就降食物给他们吃啊。
Even though they did not have food in the wilderness, God has brought them food.
没有水啊，磐石就流水给他们。
Without water, the rock can give off water.
所以这个不是重担啊。
This is not a burden.
所以你要纪念神的救赎。
You have to remember the redemption of God.
我们本来啊跟救恩没有关系的。
In the past, we have nothing to do with salvation.
我们没有神啊，我们活在世界上没有指望的。
We have no God, and we are living in the world hopelessly.
死了以后还要阴间地狱的循环。
After we die, we have to suffer the sufferings of Hades.
所以我们现在主耶稣把我们选召出来。
But now Jesus has chosen us out.
我们可以享受很多神的恩典啊。
We are able to enjoy so many grace from God.
什么事情啊？你祷告神，神就赐福给你。
In any matter you pray unto the Lord, God will give you.
今生得福气，还能够得到永生。
We receive the blessings of this lifetime, and yet the blessings of the time life to come.
安息日啊，要纪念神的救赎大恩呐。
On Sabbath day, we have to remember the redemption grace of God.
所以安息日是圣日。
The Sabbath day is holy.
所以我们要知道说，是神把我们分别出来，那我们分别为圣。
We have to know that God has sanctified us out and separated us out.
所以我们在守安息日也要追求成圣。
So in keeping the Sabbath day, we have to pursue holiness.
耶稣在以西结书里面说啊，这个安息日是神给我们立约的记号呢。
The book of Ezekiel even said that Sabbath day is a covenant between God and us.
说你守安息日，神就做你的神。
He says that if you observe the Sabbath day, then God shall be your God.
你就做神的子民。
You shall be God's people.
所以守安息日才是神的子民啊。
So only by keeping the Sabbath day can we become the people of God.
现在有的人呐、啊，不守安息日而去守太阳日了。
However, nowadays, many people do not observe the Sabbath day, but the Sunday.
他那已经拜错神了。
They have worshipped the wrong
不是神的儿女呢?
They're not children of God.
那是太阳神的儿女啊,
they're the children of the sun.
偶像的儿女啊,
the sons of idols.
所以神给我们立约的是安息日。
When God is making this covenant for us, the sign is the Sabbath day.
所以我们虽然外邦人, 不是犹太人,
though we're all Gentiles and non-Jewish,
但是以赛亚书说啊, 我们被神拣选的, 外邦人也有所安息日,
but the book of Isaiah tells us that even though we're Gentiles, we are chosen and we have to keep the Sabbath day.
哦,我们看以赛亚书56章。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 56.
以赛亚书56章。
Isaiah 56.
第三节。
Verse 3.
56章第三节
Chapter 56 verse 3
说跟神联合的外邦人不要说神会把我们从他的百姓分出来太监里不要说我是枯树第四节
Verse 4
因为神主主说那些谨守我安息日拣选我所喜悦的事出所我悦的太监我必使他在我殿中啊在墙内有纪念有名号比有儿女的更美我是他们永远的名不不 不被剪除第六节。Verse 6。那些跟神联合的外邦人，要侍奉他、爱神的名，做他的仆人，啊，凡所安息日不干犯、处所他约的人，我就会带领他们到我的圣山，在我祷告的殿中啊，喜乐啊。所以神说啊，我们虽然是外邦人，但是我们所安息日不干犯。
God is saying here that even though we're Gentiles, we do not violate the Sabbath day.
那我们就能够在神的当中啊，神的殿里面享受喜乐。
Then we can enjoy the delight and the joy in the house of prayer of God.
啊，我们所安息日啊，就是要放下俗事啊，参加聚会。
When we observe the Sabbath day, we have to place our burdens aside and come and attend services.
我们有时候学校离我们聚会的地方很远。
Sometimes our schools are very far away from worship our churches.
我们有好几个方法可以守安息日啊。
There are a couple of ways to observe the Sabbath day.
像 Paul 啊，以前啊，他早上自己讲道，下午听到。
Paul in the past he spoke a sermon himself in the morning and in the afternoon he will listen to his sermon.
啊，早上啊，把那个讲道理啊，把它录音下来啊，自己下午再听一遍。
In the morning, he would speak a sermon, he would record it, and then in the afternoon, he would listen to that very sermon. Nowadays, we have many different ways.
你可以从那个电脑网络e-library里面啊，很多的道理，你可以拿下来听。
You can download those sermons from the e-library.
啊，有些地方啊，你可以同步啊，跟有教会的地方一起聚会。
However, you can also join the services at those worship places.
啊，像那个达拉斯在那个奥斯汀那边呢，他们就可以看看电视。
In Austin, they can also view the service from the TV.
啊，圣何西教会啊，他们的那个聚会啊，都同步放出去，大概可以60条线可以看。
In San Jose Church, they have this online worship that you can view online.
啊，在东部啊，伊丽莎白教会他们现在也在装设设备。
In the East Coast, in Elizabeth Church, they are preparing for such work.
所以他们也花了一些钱呢，所以那个品质更好。
They also spent more money to make the quality better.
所以将来可以好几条线啊，可以看那个大荧幕的。
So in the future, they can see it in larger screen and with more lines.
所以安息日啊，不要睡觉。
So on Sabbath day, please do not sleep.
啊，不要跑去玩。
Do not go out to play.
要看，要守安息日。
Keep the Sabbath day. Get the blessings of God.
啊，安息日啊，我们不要做，啊，不要出外旅行。
On Sabbath day, also do not travel for a far journey.
好，啊，比如说我们有说要办什么活动啊，你要参加的时候，你最好把安息日错开。
For example, if you participate in some kind of activities, please separate the Sabbath day.
啊，不要说我们在聚会的时间呐，你在那边坐飞机这样不好。
Do not be on the airplane when we are holding services.
我们要把安息日真正把它分别出来。
We have to sanctify ourselves and separate ourselves on Sabbath day.
啊，当然有时候像我们 NYTS 就可以安排在那个你安息日聚会完了以后啊，然后坐飞机来，比如说东部啊，你可以坐5、6点啊，聚会完以后啊再出发。
Of course, during NYTSS, for example, you want to depart from the East Coast to come here, then you can finish your Sabbath service there, and then
6点的飞机啊, 到这边也是9点嘛,
5 o'clock or 6 o'clock flight, and then reach here around 9 o'clock at night.
或者是在星期五就出发, 星期日出发,
or depart on Friday, therefore you can join the worship service here.
我们盼望大家都能够重视安息日,
we hope everyone can emphasize on the Sabbath day.
多多蒙神祝福,
and be more blessed.
好, 我们谈到这里, 一起默祷,
we study until here, let us pray.